There you go. Okay, so call this meeting to order. So, roll call.
Vice Chairman Woods.
Here.
Director Duquette.
Here.
Director Cushing Adams.
Here.
And Chairman Rosenblum is not present this evening, nor is Director Scheifel.
Okay. Public input. Everybody's quiet, so. So, minutes for the February 21, 2018 meeting. Assume everybody's had a chance to go over those. Do I have a motion to accept?
Motion to accept the meeting the minutes for February 2018.
I'll second.
Okay. Discussion? Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay. Treasurer's report. I can't speak to anything in the current treasurer's report, so I'm going to defer that to next month. Hopefully my group will be back and we'll be able to speak to that.
We need to vote on that?
I don't think we need to vote on that. So communication, Sandy.
There's one communication from MDL Consulting about the fabulous job that the airport team is doing the plowing, and they really are doing a great job. We've had a lot of giant snowstorms, and they're doing their best to get everything cleared and taken care of. So thanks to MDL and thanks to the plow guys.
Yeah, let's see. We have all the communications we received, so we're moving on to reports. Tower report. Oh, that's me. We gotta find.
Does she have anything to put in for this?
Do I?
Yeah.
No, Michael generally does it.
Okay.
Looks great.
So where are we?
Over 1,000.
Okay, February.
Operations.
Yeah, we're way to the far right.
Yeah,
way to the far right. So we had 4,257 operations, up 1,005 versus last year. So that's actually a 31% increase.
Pretty good.
So that's pretty good. Yeah, that's all I'm going to speak to, for the tower report today. Airport manager.
Okay. Recent events, none to speak of. Upcoming events, June 2nd, still the Aviation Museum of New Hampshire Flying and Barbecue. Young Eagles, I was told today, will be held on June 2nd as well. I thought we worked on that, so I might have to change that again. But tentatively, Young Eagles have been scheduled for the 2nd as well. Air Power History Tour has changed their dates. They will not be here from July 2nd to July 9th. They will be here from July 9th through the 16th, and the tours will be held from the 11th through the 15th. They'll arrive on the 9th at noon, meet the press, pictures, etc., just like it was before. Next event is September 14th, Summer Fun 2018 Movie Night, movie still to be announced. And September 15th, our Summer Fun Wings and Wheels. Other items of interest, March 9th, Vice Chairman Farrell Woods and I attended a meeting with representatives from Terrafugia.
Actually, turn on so everybody can hear me. Terrafugia
is very interested in establishing a home base here at Nashua. And I think everybody in the room knows who they are. Most everybody does. They make a car plane. It's kind of out of the Jetsons. And there's several companies around the world that are doing this right now. And they're all trying to be the first one to have a production version out. And Terrafugia's concept is coming to reality. They were purchased by a Chinese company that actually is the parent company of Volvo. And so they're a very large worldwide company, and they've invested millions of dollars in Terrafugia now. And they've toured our airport a couple of times. Last week they had the board of directors here, or a couple of the directors, the chairman, and they seem very interested in a couple of properties and possibly building a new facility at Nashua. And what they're looking to do is flight testing, final assembly, and sales all out of Nashua. The bulk of the components will be built in China and shipped over here for final assembly. So this is huge. This is worldwide news. And when they were acquired by Geely, who's the company, the parent company now, it was worldwide news. I read all kinds of things from all over the world. This is cutting-edge technology. They also have another car they're working on. What was that called? Do you remember the Transition? Or?
Well, the Transition is the first product.
Okay. The TFX or
something, yeah, the kind of the transportation pod thing.
Right. They have another one. It's more of a VTOL type vehicle, vertical takeoff and landing. Steve?
Yeah. Is this on the air side and does it include a hangar as well?
Yes. Yeah. They've looked at a couple different properties. They've been calling me on a daily basis, asking more and more questions, and we also put together or put forward the possibility of new construction. And from working on the master planning committee, we know that areas like the Grass Tie-Down area are going to be slated for corporate development. And hopefully we have this out in May, I believe, Matt. Mm-hmm. So all the, all the timing's working out just right for this.
That's not going to mess up the folks coming up from
Westbrook, is it? There's plenty of room over there.
All right.
Unless they're going to build some mega facility they haven't been talking about. But no, we're still going to be talking to the folks from Worcester. So that's what's going on with that, and they had actually looked at other airports. They're currently working out of Lawrence. They looked at Bedford, Hanscom, but they didn't want anything to do with the Massport issues there. Too difficult for them to move around there. They've been doing flight testing in Portsmouth. That works for them, but they're gravitating towards Nashua. They like the field. They like the people. And so far, they're liking the facilities we've shown them that they may lease, they may buy, they may build. They haven't decided yet, but we have all the options in place for them. We also had Tim Cummings involved from the city, who is the Director of Economic Development, and he gave some insight as to how the permitting process works and how he'll make things happen. He goes, we don't cut corners, but we'll make things happen because they're kind of in a hurry to get this moving.
He helped with them, Chris?
Yes, he came to our meeting. Do you have anything to add to that meeting, Farrell, because you were there? Or?
No, I think you covered it pretty well.
Okay. So. Too much, maybe?
No, not at all.
What's the name of the company again?
Terrafugia. Okay. On March 14th, Chairman Rosenblum and I attended a City of Nashua Budget Review Committee meeting in the Aldermanic Chambers here at the City Hall. We went over our budget, which we don't really get from the city, but we told them how the airport's doing financially. We also put in our request for the matching funds for our snow removal equipment project. We've actually gone to two other meetings this year, brought it before the Capital Improvements Committee, and it's been recommended by the Capital Improvements Committee to be approved. So we just reiterated our case, and we're looking for a $17,500 match, which is the 5% contribution to the project. In addition to that, I was able to get up on my soapbox and requested participation in the SURF program, which is the city's capital equipment reserve funding program. All the vehicles that are purchased in the city are funded through the SURF program. And when I say all the vehicles, the police cars, the fire department, DPW, public parks and rec, all these people get all the funding for all this equipment, and we have a need for a lawn tractor, a large lawn tractor that can cut the grass a little faster than we're doing it right now. Right now we cut the grass at about 2 miles per hour. It takes over 2.5 weeks, so after about 6 days, we're behind the eight ball already, and it just gets worse and worse and worse all summer. So we don't have the funding. This tractor is about $135,000, and so we presented it to the city, and we haven't got a firm answer yet, but we heard that it is being recommended to go before the board to be approved. So that'll help us out for maintaining the airport. The other thing I pled on my soapbox that day was Perimeter Road. And I let them know that Perimeter Road's falling apart. It has potholes. It's constantly being repaired. It needs to be replaced. There's been discussion that the city didn't own that road. Well, the city's finally owned up to the fact that they do own this road. And this road was purchased with federal funds initially when they put in, I think, the new fuel farm. Alderman Dowd was at the meeting, and he used to be the chairman of the board. So he actually knew more about it than I did, and he told us that, yes, indeed, that was bought with federal funds because of the new fuel farms that were coming in. There's catch basins around it in case fuel ever spilled. But it was a one-time deal from the federal government to pay for this road. They will not do it again. They basically gave that road to the city of Nashua. City has acknowledged that they do own it, and it needs to be paved, and Alderman Dowd agreed. So I think this will continue to move forward, and hopefully we get a new perimeter road soon, because everybody that drives on it knows that you can lose your wheel at any given day on that road. So, excuse me. March 15th, Chairman Rosenblum and I attended the Plus Company's Wild Irish Breakfast, where everyone's Irish on St. Paddy's Day, and I actually refer to him as Chairman Mick Rosenblum here. We had a great time, a great social event, met with all kinds of state legislators. Former governor, now Senator Maggie Hassan was there, Mayor Donches, and it was just a great social event. The Plus Company is actually a really good cause. They provide customized homes, life, education, and work supports for individuals with developmental disabilities and acquired brain injuries. Truly a noble cause, and the Wild Irish Breakfast is a great event that supports their mission. So we were happy to be there and represent the airport and support their mission. Great cause. That's, I'm letting you off easy this month. That's it. Anybody have any questions for me? And I get off easy too.
Okay.
Thank you.
So, airport engineer.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Matt Farron with Gale Associates for the microphone. Got four projects I'd like to speak to this evening, the first one being the airport master plan update. The master plan committee held its sixth meeting on March 8th, and once again, the master plan committee is simply amazing, and with their input and energy, and they're making my life and my job much easier and simple, and making the master plan project actually really fun. We reviewed draft chapters 6 and 7, which are future airport development and sustainability, respectively. And we also reviewed a couple different alternatives, which from those, there was a third alternative that was decided was needed just to kind of take, I think, maybe the best of both of the plans that were actually presented, and we're working on those now. I sent out a rough draft to Director Wood tonight. I believe
yes,
you may afford that on.
I have not yet. I've been a little behind on that,
okay.
So I apologize.
Okay. No problem. So there's that needs to go out. There's some additional work that needs to be done in Chapter 6 and 7. Director Woods is working with Chris and some others on getting some of that information. I suspect we'll probably try and reconvene prior to the authority meeting in April, because I would really like to have those plans on display so that we can look at them, talk about them, field any questions from the directors. So, any questions on the master plan project?
So we're looking to wrap up in May, I think it is?
Yeah, I mean, ideally if we can, you know, if we can get the alternatives brought forth for the April meeting and solicit public input and input from the authority and then make any sort of changes at that point in time, then yeah, I'd be looking to start pushing the preferred alternative through the airport layout plan process, which needs to go through, you know, the FAA.
Right.
So the closeout of it would certainly be after May, but I'd be looking to try and wrap this up by the May time frame. Yeah.
Okay.
That's my goal. Any other questions on that?
No.
I'll try to get that out. Hopefully tomorrow.
Let's hope so. I'll see you tomorrow.
Okay.
Okay. So if there's no other questions with that, I am filling in for Nick this evening. I think he did send an email out to everyone letting everyone know that he is sick. He's got his kid's stomach bug. So I will do my best to answer any questions you may have on the next three projects, or certainly bring back any sort of comments or questions that you have to him tomorrow. So with the pavement reconstruction and maintenance project, At the request of New Hampshire Department of Transportation, a change order detailing the emergency drainage repairs conducted during the phase two of construction has been prepared and is currently at NHCOT for review. Once approved, this change order will complete all work necessary to begin closing out that project. Nick, there is a meeting will be conducted with Bruce Bauer and Rick Charbonneau from Continental Paving to address the corrective actions on Taxiway H. A date and time will be finalized in the next couple of weeks. I know he's working on that. So the only action required this month is just review and sign the closeout documents upon receipt. The project number three, which is the runway 1432 groove and seal project. Gail has coordinated with the contractor on the proposed schedule for construction. Seal Coating Incorporated has provided a tentative schedule for the approval of the Airport Authority, and the tentative schedule is as follows. So late March, early April, notice to proceed and pre-construction conference. Between April 16th and April 26th, phase one, which is installed groove runway surface. And then mid-June would be phase two, which would be applying the sealant and remarking. And Nick asked that I check with the authority and Chris and just make sure or figure out if that June time frame is going to work. I know that's a busy time of the year at the airport.
So the April dates are the night shutdown dates, right?
Correct.
And the mid-June is the continuous, is that 5 days?
I believe it was 5 days.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. All the time.
Which is why he had a little bit of concern with it being in June, and I guess wanted some input from the authority, airport manager, users, et cetera.
June is tough, but one of the things that I think I know I've spoken to Nick about is they want to do it in the warm weather.
Correct.
It's best to be done in the warm weather. So is June better or worse than July? Probably not. Does it wait till August, November?
Yeah, any of you folks have?
September, maybe. September.
What does the traffic count show?
Good question. So.
And basically, we're talking to Nick, the best result is to have a number that's warm out.
So they're about even. 2017, you had June 6,053, July 6,190, August 6,487.
What's September?
September falls off to 51, and then it goes 56. So basically, you're above 5,000 for June through October.
He wanted to give it time.
I guess it needs time to clear after.
So May's not good enough. May wouldn't be
good. Well, the end of May may be close to being good. That's when we talked to Nick about that. What were the numbers of May, Joe?
So May of last year, well, historically, just going back from last year backwards, 4,600, 4,400, 6,000 in 2015, 5,700 in 2014, 52 in 2013. So they've been coming, they were down the last 2 years, down in the mid to high fours.
They're all pretty close, all the months. September too.
May is lower.
September starts getting cooler, especially at night. Yeah.
I mean, September's 5,100, October's 5,600, and then it will drop till November, obviously, at 4,300 last year.
No, I'd say June.
So cool is not, why is September too cool?
I mean, I'd have to ask him. I guess it just can't get below freezing, is my understanding.
Well,
but I think September would be warm enough, even if you had cool nights.
Yeah, I mean, I hate to tie up the summertime, especially if, I don't know.
Perhaps maybe a first option is try and push it for the end of May, if possible.
Yeah, I think part of it is
maybe even see about moving the April stuff up, if that's possible, moving that up a week.
That'll be nice out there.
Right. And the contractors had specified that it can't be freezing at night.
Yeah.
Because they run a slurry through there. And
I mean, we're only 3 weeks away from that anyway.
Right.
So, I mean, their schedule's probably
already booked up.
So if you're going to, I would think, just my general experience in these kind of things, if you want to groove it, you better stick with your schedule that you have. Otherwise, that's probably going to push way out there.
Mm-hmm.
I know, well, originally when we talked about this before, we were going to groove in the fall and seal in the spring.
Right.
I don't know if you...
That's a period of time in between, right? But it has to be warm this time.
Correct.
It has to be warm.
Wes?
The other thing that comes to mind is what's the impact of the startup of this bicycle? Is that going to make the September
show? I think it's going to impact them either way. You know?
I'm thinking that the fall semester starts the last weekend of August or something.
Mm-hmm.
And if they're going to be doing a lot of flight operations, you know, as part of the school year, then presumably, between
my thing
and August, they're idle.
It would be nice if they were here tonight, but that's their opinion.
Actually, I don't think that's his plan.
I think his plan is like all, I think he's jamming away. So I think, this is just my take on it, is if we're not going to find a probably better time than now.
Yeah,
I think the further we go, the more, we got this, and there's too much of that, and there's too many of this. And
then you get out of weather issues again and push us into next year.
We're just going to have
for the
sake of... June, we have Young Eagles, we have, the flying, but that's the beginning of June, right?
Yeah. Maybe if we can do it sometime in May would be optimum.
Could we ask Nick if we can
absolutely
pull that in a little bit?
Yep, absolutely. We'll pull. Priority number one will be end of May, and then if not... defer to June.
I think the moral of the story is
anytime in May.
Yeah, if they start grooving April 16th, how fast can you get the whole thing done?
Right. That'll give the contractors some time, a broader window to say, all right, we can schedule for this week, maybe the middle of May.
Yeah, there has to be some time in between, right?
Do you know, Matt, if there's any dwell time after they groove it?
I don't know what that is. I can ask Nick. I'll have him report back on
that. The moral of the story.
I suspect that there's not.
I don't think not, but
yeah. Yeah, there has to be some period of time.
Okay, I'll have him get back to you guys on that.
Thank you.
He should be in tomorrow. I'll be talking to them anyways. I'm sure he'll respond. Gail will schedule a pre-construction conference with all parties for the first week in April. The authority as well as the airport staff are encouraged to attend. So he will let you know when that meeting is being scheduled and send everyone an invite. Then the last project here is purchase snow removal equipment, SRE. The project is currently in the bidding process. The bid opening is scheduled for Monday, March 26th at 10 a.m. in the Airport Administration Building Conference Room. At this meeting, an apparent low bidder will be announced. After opening bids, Gail will evaluate each bid for compliance with the specification, check references, and draft a letter of recommendation for award for the authority. If the airport authority is in agreement with this recommendation, a notice of award and contract will be sent to the low bidder. The delivery date of the equipment will be 150 calendar days from the date listed on the notice of award. So action items this month, just review the letter of recommendation once that's sent on and once a low bidder has been identified.
Okay.
Thank you. So, committees, master plan. I think we just covered that in the engineer's report. We had our meeting, and I owe the committee some stuff that Matt sent to me a little bit earlier. So I need to get that out the door, or else I'm going to get it from Sandy.
Yeah.
strategic planning.
As mentioned in the last several months, we're dovetailed in with master planning right now, so nothing new there.
Okay. So that brings us to old business, HB 124 update. I think there was some mail that went out about the Senate bill recently.
It passed the Senate Ways and Means, it's passed the House Ways and Means, and they're getting together to make a blended proposal, I believe. Do you know any more about that?
My understanding is the Senate passed the Senate version. The House passed the House version.
Yeah, so it's going to go to the conference committee then, most likely. Okay.
So, forward progress.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. New business, and let's see. Is Jake Woodford here this evening? No?
No, Jake.
Okay. Mark Rubin, New England Aircraft Detailing. You know, sit, stand, whatever you wish.
I'm Mark Rubin from New England Aircraft Detailing. We're a full aircraft detailing company based in Worcester. We travel all over the New England area, down to Chatham, to Albany, from Bedford a lot. We're getting into moving now also. So I approached the airport manager quite some months ago regarding getting advanced at the airport here and trying to do some business at the airport here. We are EPA friendly. We don't use water. It's all dry wash. And we're fully insured. You know, for loading, we have to carry $10 million insurance, so that's what we carry. And
You just,
I was going to say, it sounds like you gravitate toward biz jets, or?
We do both. We do Gulfstreams, and we do, you know, 172s, 172s. So we do it full spectrum.
Okay.
So you just go from, you know, to each individual company's hangar and do work. You wouldn't be renting space, nothing like that.
Right.
Well, welcome to Nashua. You know, thank you for bringing your business up here.
Thank you.
Do you have any questions? Oh, I'm sorry. Wes?
I have to ask. What do you charge for a detail at Gulfstream?
Are you talking about a light detail or a detail? Or?
Give us a scary number.
So, an interior at Gulfstream with a carpet scratch, and you're looking around $1,000 exterior. Gulfstream requires for the recommended what to use a product called it's a ZYI nylon. To do a wash and the Xylon is around $60,000. It's three coats of this water-based product, which is a paint protectant, which they recommend. I don't know if it's really the right thing for the money, but they recommend.
Why don't you get us some information, some brochures, leave them at the restaurant or whatever, some people ask.
Sure, that's why that's
can hand them out.
Okay.
I have a probably more appropriate question for the group here. What would you charge for a 172 for a complete exterior wash detail?
It really depends on the shape of the aircraft. So a 172 in good shape, and probably around $600. A 172 that we want to do a ceramic coating on is looking around $2,200. Ceramic coating is basically a thin layer of ceramic from the whole aircraft. So you're probably not going to wax it for 2-3 years. Just rinse it off and burn it off the bottom. You just take off the tissue you want. That's how good it is. Depending on the aircraft, if the paint is oxidized and needs to be buffed out, that's more expensive each time. If it's very oxidized, you may need 2 or 3 months with buffer on it. So that's also time. Okay.
Thank you.
I just have one question.
Oh, yes, go ahead.
What would be the process of being able to work at the airport?
I think you have to register. You have to register with the state, right? You would have to do that and just provide us paperwork to you, right? As far as
the airport is concerned, I don't think it's, it's not a heavy lift.
Right.
There's been other people in the past, and they simply contract with the individual plane owners and do their thing. The purpose of you coming here this evening is simply to introduce to the board.
Okay.
The board likes to know what businesses are operating on the field, and that's really about it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Coming and going on the field, so you know, if you were doing Steve's airplane, 25 points.
Steve's Gulfstream.
Yeah.
Steve's Gulfstream, all right.
You know.
$41 million cost of admission.
Mark, you can come into the office at any time. We can get you a badge that goes to the vehicle to be on the airport. And that you don't have to get through. You can bring some more brochures. I can take you over to the restaurant. You've been there enough.
Yeah, you've been there.
Okay. And, or you can go there and put some flyers out there too.
Perfect.
And also with the Kennedy. Yeah.
Great, thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah.
Sure.
As long as you're in charge, that's probably true.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Happy to have you. Thank you. Appreciate it.
So let's see. I see upcoming events on the meeting agenda. Do we have? Well, I think we covered our upcoming events and manager's report. So I think we're done with that. So that gets us down to public input.
This is a good problem.
Wes and Lou for the microphone. I can't resist. We're going to repay what we now call permanent road. I will once again lobby that that ought to be airport road, because it is the only road that goes to the airport. What is now airport road leaves Amherst Street and the dead end. You can't get to the airport. You put on the fence. And you can choose to, the city can choose to rename that to whatever it thinks appropriate.
Steve, if we wanted to pursue that, which government body would we bring that to?
Or of all.
Okay.
We could rename what's now Airport Road for a gentleman who was mayor and chairman of this board, Mr. Davis. There you go.
Is that a dead end road, Lou?
Be prepared for all of the businesses who want you to pay for their new stationery and new checks. And all of that, because that's what people always ask for. Their address.
Yeah.
Probably announcements that we haven't moved, they just changed the name of the street. It can be a bigger push than one might think, because people fear that they will lose customers, that they will have expenses, unknown difficulties may arise.
Okay.
Well, I do agree. Airport Road, if you're looking to get to the airport, that doesn't help you much.
There's the airport.
But we have
to do that.
A lot of things in Nashua. There's no school on School Street, no park on Park Street, no lake on Lake Street, no temple on Temple Street, no pond on Pond Street. There are more.
Nashua Airport Road.
There's no airport on the
airport. So it's completely consistent with the motif.
Yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah.
Roger.
Roger Matthews. Just wondered, was there any movement as far as getting Alpha taxiway used as a runway during the time period fuel was going to be shut down? It was done years back, I know, and if it could be just open for the flight school, single engine aircraft only, arrivals in the departures, no touch and goes, nothing like that, just to use Alpha for that 1 week period.
We still need to discuss that.
And Air Direct and all these other people.
We still need to discuss it, and I know that in the past, the problem is there's going to be people working in proximity to the taxiway during the project. So, like I said, it needs to be discussed.
Wes again?
I'll offer that I suggested that in the past, and the pushback was that we have to remark this runway. And tower would have to buy it, obviously, to do all that. I guess my understanding is the current runway distance for the taxiways, the runway is actually good enough, but mostly it has to do with whatever you use as a runway has to be marked to the FAA specs.
I seem to recall that didn't we ask that question when Brian Brian Bean attended one of the meetings and he kind of blanched? Yeah. So, unfortunately, we've asked the question, and so far the answer has been no. We can continue asking.
Mm-hmm. I only ask that we're continuing to ask.
Okay.
I did have one thought about it. It came to me, Roger. And my initial thought right off the bat was, in being a pilot myself, hopefully I don't make these mistakes, but somebody landed on our closed runway when it was under construction, when we built a new runway.
You know what the huge happened, huh?
things like this happen, and my fear is that somebody, a student pilot perhaps, who was programmed to land over there, goes and tries to land in a place where I have people working on the runway. That would be a serious issue.
Nick Rosenblum, nice to be the time.
Okay. Any more public input?
Okay, I'd like to make a motion to adjourn public.
Well, we have director's comments.
Oh,
you wouldn't want to miss that, would you?
No, I don't have any.
You do these things when you were the vice chair.
I know.
No comments, Sandy?
No, I really don't.
Okay. Michael, director's comments.
Apologize for being late, but I just came from a legislative reception and spoke to Representative Rami, who is the chair of the Ways and Means Committee, and the House Bill 121.
124?
124 has passed the House and is over at the Senate. The Senate took up its own version, and it went to the Senate floor, where it passed, and that was Senate Bill 565, and that bill passed 14-4, and they sent it then to the Finance Committee. The Finance Committee heard it this past week, and we knew that there were going to be issues because the two bills have different funding sources and different amounts that they raise in revenue. And the Senate bill has a revenue shortfall. I talked to also the sponsor of one of the sponsors of the House bill, a representative, and they suspect that both bills will go to a conference committee, where the conference they'll hash it out and try to get some resolution. I know that there's some, not lobbying, but there'll be some discussions with the parties to be before any conference committee meets. But both bills eliminate the millage that we were seeking on jet aircraft, and it's just they have to figure out how they're going to fund the program. So that's what I have to report on that. I want to say kudos to Chris and his staff for keeping the airport running in the inclement weather we've had this past month. I know it was a real challenge, and that's very much appreciated. The other thing is I met with the City of Nashua Strategic Planning Committee. And that's a committee that is made up of some aldermen and the commissioners of the major departments and also the airport authority. The airport is being mentioned in the strategic plan to be able to support our efforts and continue to do the good work that we have been doing. So that's progressing very well. All I have.
Thank you. Joe?
I'm good. Thank you very much.
And, I'm good for now, so that'll end director's comments. Do I have a motion to adjourn to non-public session to discuss it?
No, I changed my mind. Make a motion to adjourn public and go into non-public to discuss real estate
matters.
Okay.
Second.
Okay. Let's see, this needs a roll call.
Yes, it does.
So.
You can just adjourn and then discuss the council.
Well, very good.
Non-meeting.
Okay.
In
that case, we will adjourn to non-public.
A non-public non-meeting?
Non-public non-meeting.
Thank you.
Good night. Bye. Bye, Jim.
Hey, Farrell.
Yes.
So you set this up
on the Red Square?
Oh.